come as a curtain, black, coal, and golden kettle smells. And come as a curtain, great balls I can't paint it with. And I just want to feel the light till I feel right. I recognize her small hands, that steady gaze, but I shift away. I curse her out for dragging me here to the folds of the government. Come as a curtain, black, coal, and golden kettle smells. Come as a curtain, gray balls I can't paint it well. And I just want to feel the light till I feel right. Buying 10-cent coffee at a Sinclair. As the day begins, it's sluggish yonder black. Driving out to the surplus store to pick you up. Freezing in my coat and in my jeans.
And that was just a little bit of a song called The Painter by Ovando. It's a group, it's a duo that's here in Sandpoint right now, and they're actually live here in the KRFY studio. It's Nate Vernon and Bethany Joyce. Hello, Bethany and Nate.
Hi.
Hey, Susie.
And we also have Cameron Rasmussen here, who's the editor of the Sandpoint Reader. And we're all here for a special reason, because Ovando is playing live at the office this evening at 6 o'clock, and we want everyone to know that. KRFY is a sponsor of the Live at the Office music venue, and it's back, Cameron.
Yes, that's right. We've taken a bit of a hiatus as the winter months progressed, but now it's back, and we are very excited to have Ovando here. And playing in our office.
Yep, we are. And Ovando is a spinoff, kind of a spinoff. It's a another music project from, you were both in Wartime Blues out of Missoula.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of the stripped down version of Wartime Blues.
And you know, Nate, you're the singer-songwriter of most of the songs. And what brought on the duo from the big band?
I had some, two kind of factors. I had a series of songs that didn't really work with the full band, and then I also had we just really wanted to tour, because I think touring is really important. And I've said the Wartime Blues is like this really big, beautiful car that as soon as you take it out on the highway, it kind of falls apart because people have jobs and they've got kids and such like that. So
Wartime Blues is eight people.
Yeah, eight or nine
and
people.
Not only is it a big car, it takes a big car to get you all from place to place.
Exactly, yeah. And it does take a big car to get us all from place to place.
So a duo is more doable.
A duo
certainly.
Is, yeah, we're like, yeah, a little scout party kind of thing.
And luckily, touring in a Corolla, which is very fuel efficient, and we have a band van, which we had bought this year, 12-passenger van, but it's really nice to have the gas-efficient vehicle to zip around the Northwest. And this trip, we're doing some crisscrossing around the whole Northwest.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music, because that is what you're bringing to the Live at the Office venue tonight at 6 o'clock at the Sandpoint Reader office, by the way, upstairs next to Baxter's on Cedar Street.
Yes.
And just, you know, Cameron, you wrote a really great article in the Sandpoint Reader last week, and you said some of the best independent music from Missoula, Montana has to offer. And I agree with that. You know, I've been listening to your music for a while now. And just what brought, how would you describe your music, and what is the theme of this Ovando project?
So Ovando, I would say it's cassette recorded, lyrically driven, American West obsessed folk.
That's quite a description.
Yeah. I've had to hone that in and sending many emails to different venues. So I've got it. I've got my little pitch of that. at least. And it's we've just released an EP that we recorded on cassette. And we are going to, or the plan is to release two more EPs throughout the year. And they're all kind of themed around life and flight in the modern American West, with stories about failed landscape painters and guys who work at Flying J's and UFOs.
And do you think that the feel of the cultural feel, but also the climate and the geographical feel of a place like Missoula, Montana, kind of invokes that genre?
Maybe not Missoula, because Missoula is kind of one of those little hippie enclaves. It's more about the places around it, just like in Sandpoint, right? You know, it's these places, these small towns that are around the town that you live in. And touring through, Bethany and I have both done a lot of gigs in small towns in Montana. And you start touring around enough in those places, you get to know them, you get to see the people and talk to people, and you just pick up their stories and turn
it
into
then
a song.
Turn it into a poetic song.
You turn it into songs, like or you hear a snippet of something. Like there's one song called Dupier, and we were in the small town on the Rocky Mountain front, and there was this kid that we met, and I remember he was just saying, he mentioned the town's name, Dupier, and in Montana at least nobody ever pronounces it with a French accent, you know. And so I was convinced that that town was called Dupier, and I wrote a whole song about it. I found out after I recorded it and released it and everything, this guy writes to me and he says, I really, really like the song. One small complaint, it's pronounced Dupuyer. And I was like, oh, I think that kid was screwing with me. I think he was messing with me a little bit. Or, you know, like these out-of-towners and called it Dupuyer.
So little vignettes and little stories
turned into
songs.
Yeah, because there's a lot of ranch towns that are disappearing and dying out there, and just a lot of people in small towns that are slowly disappearing. There's so many stories.
Would you consider yourself a balladeer?
Sure, yeah.
Telling stories like that?
Songwriter, yeah. I like telling stories. It's fun.
Well, let's hear a song. I think
well,
it's
I'll
time.
Play, I think we
Tell
play.
Us a little bit about the song, and sure. They're all original names.
Do you
want to
do Dupier?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do that one first.
Yeah, it flows a little better in the song.
Than Dupuyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little,
that's artistic license.
Yeah.
That winter in Dupuyer, after the bar burned down, the wind was as ceaseless as the sound of a radiator pipe hammering endless through the night, pounding in your heart and in your brain. And the moon was howling yellow as it bruised across the front, like a hawk that lost its final fight, till the only thing that brought you solace working on that ranch began to fade away with time, as we're never really high enough, lows were never really that low. Now you only have the wind to thank for blowing you away from your home. After the bar burned down, the town felt as empty as the sin of not knowing who you are and floating sadly in the dark, till a panic rushes rising like a river. And the moon was howling yellow as it bruised across the front, like a hawk that lost its final fight, till the only thing that brought you solace working on that ranch began to fade away with time, highs were never really high enough, lows were never really that low. Now you only have the wind to thank for blowing you away from your home, for blowing you away from your home. And the moon was howling yellow as it bruised across the front. Like a hawk, it lost its final fight. Till the only thing that brought you solace working on that range began to fade away with time. Winter and Opie, after the bar burned down, the ranch became a specter on the plain. And you rode out like a colt past the KFC and Prime, Quarter Steakhouse to a highway disappeared. Past the steakhouse to a highway and disappeared.
Oh, that was stunning. Beautiful. Really nice. Just such great folk music.
Oh, thanks.
That's what I call it. So, and that was, for those listening, Ovando. Yeah. That's Nate Vernon and Bethany Joyce. And Bethany's sitting over there with this beautiful cello. We didn't get to hear it, but we heard your nice harmonies on that song.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that one of the songs coming up
will have some cello.
We'll
have the cello, absolutely.
Yes. And that's the kind of music you're going to hear tonight at Live at the Office of the Sandpoint Reader. That starts at 6 o'clock, and the community is invited. It's a listening venue. And Cameron, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of Live at the Office? I know it started up last year, and we're kind of coming back into the Live at the Office season, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be an interesting experiment to see what happens as this progresses. Live at the Office started, it was Ben Olson, the publisher of the paper's brainchild, and he was wanting to kind of recreate the feel that you get at a house show where it's a much more relaxed and focused environment as opposed to, you know, your average winery or bar or brewery or what have you, where, you know, people are, they like to listen to music at those places, but they're probably also there to talk to friends, and they're a little distracted. So what you get at these sort of office shows is a much more focused and attentive environment where most of the attention is all on the musicians that are performing. And all of the musicians that have performed at these types of events have really appreciated that sort of focus and I guess just the level to which they're appreciated, even if the, you know, the audience sizes do tend to be relatively small due mm-hmm. to space restrictions.
I think one time last year we had Honeysuckle, Justin and Jen Landis, Josh Hedlund, and I think we fit in about 25 people. And
25 to 30 mm-hmm. is where we really, you know, kind of max out. And we haven't had to turn anybody away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's standing room only. But it's just a situation where if you, mm-hmm. you know, show up a couple minutes early, you'll probably be able to find yourself a seat.
It's so casual and it's fun. It's a great place to hear good music. And tonight you'll have the opportunity to hear Ovando, and that's a duo out of Missoula, Montana. They're here right now live in the KRFY 88.5 studio, and we just heard one of their songs, and we'd certainly like to hear more.
Yeah,
really looking forward to tonight, but we've got the opportunity right now to have you live in the studio.
Absolutely. Do you want to do The Painter?
Sure.
Great Falls. So you guys heard a little bit of that song, The Painter, of Great Falls, right before... for the intro, I guess, to us, but we're going to play it live in the studio.
Hey.
Except it's not on Capo 2.
Nope.
It's on G.
With these live interviews, it's always about tuning up and putting the capo on the right fret.
Exactly.
Every morning with a thermos full of coffee, the blinking light of a great plane, I can't paint it well, curtain, black hole, and cold, and kettle smells. And calm as the curtain, gray falls, I can't paint it well. And I just want to feel the light till I feel right. I recognize her small hands, that steady gaze, but I shift away. I curse her out for dragging me here into the folds of the government. Calm as a curtain, black, cold, and cold, the kettle smells. Calm as a curtain, gray falls, I can't paint it well. And I just want to feel the light till I feel right. Driving out to the surplus store to pick you up. Freezing in my coat and in my jeans. I'm calm as a curtain, black, cold, and cold, the kettle smells. I'm calm as a curtain, gray falls, I can't paint it well. And I just want to feel, and I just want to feel. Just want to feel the light till I feel right, till I feel right, till I feel right.
Wow. We got to hear that beautiful cello. Bethany, you really know how to play that thing.
Oh,
what a great song.
I am such a lucky cellist that I came to Sandpoint when my cello was acting up, because Nate and I were practicing yesterday, and it was buzzing and just intermittently, which is the worst kind of
for
technological
cello player
failing. Yeah. I mean, with technology or instruments, it's really confusing when you can't pinpoint it, but luckily enough, found a great luthier in town who helped me out very last minute on his day off.
Perfect.
So, Fiddlin' Red.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Fiddlin' Red.
Great stuff.
That was a great song.
Oh, thanks.
Another great song.
Thanks.
And that was O Vando, who will be playing tonight live at the office of the Sandpoint Reader. It's a series called Live at the Office, and that starts at 6 o'clock upstairs at the Sandpoint Reader office, right next to Baxter's. There's some steps you go up and a big glass door. You go in, you go up the steps, and you'll get to hear that music, this music from O Vando tonight at 6.
I'm really excited to play there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fun.
It's a gorgeous space.
It's a great venue. Yeah. And I just want to hear a couple more songs and remind our listeners again, this is 88.5 KRFY. We're live in the studios with Nate Vernon, Bethany Joyce, and Cameron Rasmussen here to showcase O Vando. And here's some more of your music.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be playing tonight live at the office.
That's true. Yeah, Vigilante Cabin.
Absolutely.
I was showing Susie how to play this last night.
I really love this finger picking, yeah.
I take a drink, sitting on the porch of the Vigilante cabin, 30 miles from Mulder on some Forest Service land, trailing a hangover. Ruby River running low, I feel as free as a newborn hop. Here and now, where the wildness suits my mind. I'm alright, I'm okay, I don't need y'all anyway. I'm bound to live out here in the wind, like a bag in a park, a giant flag in a parking parking lot. I'm bound to live out here in the wind. I'm a newborn hawk without a worry. Glare of a Walmart light flooding into my hatchback red, a Magdalena coffee in mornings unknown. Winter was coming, so I left there. Got a job at a Flying J. I gotta find me a motel where I can stay, mostly sober and clean for the next couple months. I'm alright, I'm okay, I don't need y'all anyway. I'm bound to live out here in the wind, like a bag in a bar or a giant flag in a Perkins parking lot. I'm bound to live out here in the wind. I'm a newborn hawk without a worry. Down a gravel road in the dark with the coyote footprints and the hoofprints of muleys in the dying dawn. I wake up sweating. I get to work and read a magazine. It's got mountains and prairies and everything they make in the north where I'll be come the spring. I'm alright, I'm okay, I don't need y'all anyway. I'm bound to live out here in the wind, like a bag in a park or a giant flag in a Perkins parking lot. I'm bound to live out here in the wind. I'm a newborn hawk without a worry.
That was Vigilante Cabin. and performing live here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. That's Ovando, who will be performing live at the office tonight.
Yeah, it's tough to fight the urge to applaud.
I know.
Come on, thanks.
We're like,
fight it. Thank you.
It's pantomime applauding here.
But I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
It's perfectly fine.
It's the slow clap.
It's beautiful music. How can you not, you know? I love that song. You have to know that. And, you know, how do people find out more about Ovando and Wartime Blues? And
you can go to ovandomusic.com. And that's our website.
That's O. How do you spell that?
O V A N D O music.com.
Okay.
And we're on Facebook. Just search Ovando Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very inactive Twitter account that I don't think I've ever used once. Not very good at the Twitter thing.
We're trying.
We're not meant to. This is one of the first stops on your release of this cassette.
Yeah. Cassette, yeah. It's
EP.
A cassette with digital download.
Okay.
And yeah, this is our, one of our first stops. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be doing, I think, another 10 dates. After this, starting on Wednesday in Seattle.
Around the coast. Well, lucky those people. But we get to hear you tonight
at the office. I just want to thank, the Sandpoint Reader and Panhandle Community Radio for setting this all up.
Because
it was only, I think I contacted you guys about a week ago. And they've been amazing.
So
and everyone in Sandpoint in the area is so lucky to have these two entities in this town. They're really amazing.
I love what you guys do here. I've had the pleasure of playing here before, and it's a wonderful studio. It sounds great in here.
It's wonderful. We're really happy that you were able to come in. We really appreciate it, because it's always fun to have live music in the studio, because there's something that happens that never happens again. This was today, and this is what we have.
It was all beautiful.
We really appreciate it. Just once again, I want you to go out with your song, probably Saskatchewan, if you're into it.
Yeah, you want us to play that?
And, sure. But before we start, I just want to remind our listeners. What do we want to remind them, Cameron?
Well, you can listen to more Ovando at 6 p.m. tonight at the Sandpoint Reader office, 111 Cedar Street, Suite 9.
And that's upstairs next to Baxter's. I guess that's called a restaurant.
Yes.
Right around the corner from the KRFY studios.
Our good neighbors over at Baxter's.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and I have eaten there many times.
I bet on those, what is it, Wednesday nights when you're up for all night before you send your stuff over?
Really great in there. Is there a mascot of a dog?
Yeah, I heard that he just died too.
Oh, no.
Baxter.
Yeah, it's.
Anyway,
that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's anyways tonight.
Well, song goes up to
we can hear then. Ovando live in the offices of the Sandpoint Reader, and you're hearing them live right now. You're going to take us out
with a song about
Saskatchewan
UFOs. Canadian UFOs. Okay. Saskatchewan.
Well, we really appreciate your being here.
Yeah,
and hope you have
much,
a
Susie.
Wonderful tour.
Thank you so much. All right, I'll give you the time.
Don't understand it. It's a schedule. They took me in the night. Lying awake for days, feeling okay. Staring at a cross and Christ on the porch in the dark.
Live in the